Have you ever encountered someone like this? You share a different perspective with them, and instead of saying, "I disagree," they look at you and say, "The way you are thinking is dangerous." I know a brother in faith who has believed for over 30 years, and he is exactly like that. In that moment, what I felt was not the discomfort of being opposed. It was a deep, quiet sadness. Because in his faith world, a different perspective is not a possibility worth exploring. It is a threat that must be warned against. This is the scent of fundamentalism. Its most seductive quality is that it offers certainty. In a world where nothing feels stable, it tells you that every question has a definitive answer. But this kind of certainty becomes addictive, and it comes at a cost. The cost is that you lose the capacity to truly listen, because the prerequisite for listening is acknowledging that the other person might know something you do not. If you already know everything, why would you bother? Even Paul himself said that our present knowledge is partial and incomplete. And when Jesus walked the earth, the people he clashed with most were not sinners, they were the Pharisees, those most certain they were right. So I have a very simple test. Is this faith community still asking questions? As long as it is still asking, it is alive. The moment it stops asking, it has been frozen in place. The most fundamental quality of a faithful believer is not knowing all the answers. It is acknowledging one's own limits and then choosing to trust anyway. That is far harder than having certainty about everything, but it is also far more beautiful.